The ringing of a bell is a traditional call to prayer. So we allow now the sound of this bell to call us to prayer, leading us into these 20 minutes of stillness and silence, a time in which we become more aware of our deepest desire, which is to hear Jesus speaking directly to us in a way that is personal, intimate. And so in this time of Lectio Divina, this divine reading, this sacred listening, we come with heightened expectation to hear the voice of Jesus for us through this gospel reading. The gospel passage that we are given each day is an opportunity to hear Jesus. We begin by setting aside these moments for prayer, taking a moment to be comfortable. Become aware now of your breathing. Don't try to change it, just be aware. And then maybe a couple of yawns might be a good way to begin filling your lungs with oxygen, helping you to relax. And now, gradually allow your breathing to deepen. As you breathe out all anxiety, all worry, all tension. And on the in-breaths, breathe in all the good things that Jesus is wanting to give you in these moments. Don't try at all to empty your mind. As Christians, we don't have to go anywhere else to meet Jesus. He comes to us in whatever we are experiencing in these hours, in these days, whatever feeling that we have, whatever burden we are carrying. Simply allow whatever is on your mind, whatever rests on your heart, to be there. While these thoughts, these feelings might be a problem for us, they're no problem at all for Jesus. No problem at all for Jesus, who is God with us. Our thoughts, our feelings, our reality is no obstacle to Jesus, who is wanting to work miracles of hope and health and healing in you in these moments. Become aware now of the people for whom you wish to pray, those for whom you are concerned. Be aware of those whose presence in your life is encouraging you and giving you hope, but also be aware of those people that you're finding more difficult. Again, be aware that the circumstances that are a part of your life today are no obstacle for Jesus. The things you are enjoying and the circumstances that are more difficult for you, all of this we allow to be in our minds and on our hearts as we prepare to listen for Jesus speaking to us. Allow your desire to hear Jesus grow. Allow your expectation to expand. Be aware of your need and return to this whenever you hear the bell, becoming more aware again of your desire. There are four masses of Christmas: Vigil, Midnight, Dawn and Day, each with their own scriptures, each with their own gospel reading. This gospel, John chapter 1 verses 1 through 18, is the gospel for the Mass of Christmas Day. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being but through him. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of people, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. A man came, sent by God, his name was John. He came as a witness to speak for the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He was not the light, only a witness to speak for the light. The Word was the true light, that enlightens all people, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him, but to all who did accept him he gave power to become children of God. To all who believe in the name of him who was born, not out of human stock, or of urge of the flesh, or of the will of people, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John appears as his witness. He proclaims, "This is the one of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me because he existed before me.' Indeed, from his fullness we have, all of us, received, yes, grace in return for grace, since, though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is nearest to the Father's heart who has made him known." Take a moment now to savor, in the stillness and the silence, the words you have heard. Don't try to remember them. Don't try to understand them. Simply, in the stillness and the silence, allow Jesus to speak to you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being but through him. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of people, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. A man came, sent by God, his name was John. He came as a witness to speak for the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He was not the light, only a witness to speak for the light. The Word was the true light, that enlightens all people, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his people did not accept him, but to all who did accept him he gave power to become children of God. To all who believe in the name of him, who was born not out of human stock, or of urge of the flesh, or of will of people, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh, he lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John appears as his witness. He proclaims, "This is the one of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he existed before me. Indeed, from his fullness we have all of us received, yes, grace in return for grace. Since, though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is nearest to the Father's heart who has made him known."Now that we have listened to this reading with renewed and open ears, speak to Jesus about what you have heard in this passage. We've heard the reading. We've meditated and pondered the words of Jesus. We have spoken to Jesus about what we have heard and about the reality of our own lives. Now we come to the next phase of our prayer, the contemplation. It's often easy for us to talk about what we speak to Jesus about, if we're expressing this to others. But contemplation can seem like a waste of time, because it's hard to put into words what's happening or not happening. The contemplation is a beautiful gift because we're simply giving Jesus the gift of our time, without an agenda, without trying to understand, not trying to make sense of the reading, just giving of ourselves. In the same way that we might give of our time relaxing together with the one we love, simply a gesture of love. And so we give the responsibility for the usefulness, the productivity of this time completely to Jesus, knowing that we may not know what he says or does. become aware of what sense you have of Jesus with you, listening to you, speaking to you. This prayer of contemplation is not our work, it is the work of Jesus. We simply gift the time, staying with our desire to hear his voice. This final phase of our Lectio Divina prayer is often known as the action stage. After our listening, our meditation, our contemplation, we might think, now what can I do? But perhaps it's better, again, to remain in stillness and silence, asking Jesus directly, Jesus, what are you inviting me to do? How are you calling me to change the way I think? How are you calling me to change my behavior as a result of this time of prayer? As this time of prayer draws to a close, let's not worry too much about what has happened or not happened in this time. The simple fact is that we gave this time as a gift to Jesus. Often when we think that nothing has happened, they're the very times when at a deeper level, much deeper than our consciousness, Jesus has been working in us and through us. And so we conclude this time with confident prayer. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.